The Mississippi River Gulf Outlet is a 76-mile shipping channel in southeast Louisiana. Congress closed the MRGO in 2007 after it played a role in the flooding of St. Bernard in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina. Two court decisions against the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which manages the MRGO, were handed down this summer that will affect the channel's future. Joining me in studio today is Chip Klein, the chairman of the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority of Louisiana. Chip, thanks for speaking with me today.
Oh, you bet. Good to be with you.
For a shipping channel that was closed in 2007, the Mississippi River Gulf Outlet has had a pretty active summer. What can you tell me about that?
To say the least, it's been a pretty active summer for the Mississippi River Gulf Outlet. So this summer, and most recently last month, a court decision was issued by U.S. District Judge Afric that essentially said that the Corps of Engineers is 100% responsible for addressing the damage that was caused by the Mississippi River Gulf Outlet. The Corps failed to maintain this channel. It failed to maintain the banks of the channel, which allowed the banks to erode, which caused severe degradation to our coastal wetlands. And then you had the 2005 hurricanes, and you saw the devastation that was caused by a variety of factors, but the Mr. Go was absolutely a major factor in the flooding of areas in St. Bernard Parish, and it was absolutely a factor in the degradation of coastal wetlands, which, as you saw as a result of Katrina, some of that storm surge was allowed to come further inland. And in 2007, Congress said that the Corps of Engineers, number one, you're going to close this channel, and then you're going to fix the problems that were caused by this channel at full federal expense. Now, you and I know what full federal expense means. So apparently, the Corps didn't. The state of Louisiana finally took some action and said, you know what, we're gonna allow the court to address what full federal expense means. And we got the ruling late last month that full federal expense means exactly what you and I think it means, that the Corps of Engineers is responsible for addressing the damage that was caused by the Mr. Go and paying for it at full federal expense.
Back at the beginning of the summer, there was another court decision, and a federal court found that the Corps was responsible for a takings and property value because of flooding associated with the MRGO during Katrina. Now, CPRA wasn't really involved in that case, but do you think that decision will have an effect on how the state approaches flood protection in the future?
I think it should have an effect on how the federal government approaches flood protection in the future. And they need to look at both of these rulings, and this is not a time to mess around with people's livelihoods, with people's businesses, with people's way of life down here. So hopefully it will change the attitude of the federal government. Bring them to the table in a proactive way instead of a reactive way, because when you react to natural disasters and hurricanes, you're going to spend billions and billions of dollars more having, if you would have come in on the front end and installed these protective measures to address to protect the communities in coastal Louisiana from hurricanes.
Chip, thanks for speaking with me and helping to explain some of this.
You bet. It's good to be with you. Always good to talk about the great work we're doing in coastal Louisiana.
That's Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority Chairman Chip Klein joining me in studio. For WRKF News, I'm Nick Jansen.